Shia Muslims around the world are in mourning today after the death of Grand Ayatollah Mohammad Hussein Fadlallah in Lebanon. Fadlallah was a cleric revered for bridging religious divides, but his support for Hezbollah and opposition to U.S. and Israeli policy made him a terrorist, according to Washington. Joining us now, Rami Khoury. Rami is the director of the Issam Faras Institute for Public Policy and the International Affairs at the American University of Beirut, previously editor-at-large for the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how will Washington, as I said, had labeled Fadlallah as a terrorist, but how will he be remembered in Lebanon?
Well, the U.S. is one of the U.S. and Israel are among the few people in the world who call him a terrorist. Virtually everybody else respected him highly all around the world, not just in Lebanon. This was a very special man who had very many qualities. He was a learned theological figure, a man of great erudite traditions and learning and experience. He had active social services networks with schools and orphanages and vocational training centers and medical centers, which were funded by the millions of dollars that came to him from individual Shiites who trusted him so much that they would send him the alms that Muslims give to charity as an obligation, and he would use this money for that. He was a nationalist figure politically. He was against the Israeli occupation of South Lebanon. He was critical of U.S. policies in the region. But he was also a very enlightened, progressive man who spoke out about women's rights and about youth and dialogue across civilizations and with different religions and different political groups. So he was a very special man with this combination of attributes, and that's what people will remember him for.
Well, what does his passing mean in terms of not just U.S. interests in the region, but tensions between countries and religious sects in the area?
Well, I don't think directly it impacts on that. I mean, this was a very special figure who, you know, I would put him in the class of people in the United States, for instance, like, say, Martin Luther King, somebody of that nature. A religious personality who had great political impact and was widely respected as well. So his passing leaves a huge void, but there are many other people in the region, Arabs, Iranians, Turks, people of different nationalities, who have also similar positions of respect. And he was not actively involved in politics. I mean, people talked of him about his being the spiritual leader of Hezbollah. That's not really accurate. I mean, he was very supportive of the Hezbollah activity to liberate the Israeli occupation of South Lebanon, as all Lebanese Christian and Muslim were. But he was not actively involved with Hezbollah. But he was, in fact, he was critical of some of their activities. He was critical of some of the Iranian traditions after Khomeini took over of the, you know, the dominance of political governance by the supreme leader. He was against that. He thought that governance in Islamic society should be done through a collective of wise people and learned people and experienced and honest people, not by one person having a dominant role. So his departure, I think, just takes away from the scene, from the Arab and Islamic scene, takes away a really wise, eminent, trusted personality who was so respected that he was a source of emulation.
Rami Khoury is the director of the Issam Faras Institute for Public Policy and International Affairs at the American University of Beirut, also the editor-at-large for the Daily Star newspaper in Beirut. He joined us from Lebanon.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.